Bail Project leftist org freed career criminal in Ohio days before he allegedly shot and killed a stranger. By Amy Furr on December 23, 2025. A 25-year-old man with a lengthy criminal history was released on bond a few days before allegedly being involved in a fatal shooting at a transit station in Cleveland, Ohio. The suspect was identified as Donnie Allen, who was arrested on December 4 at an RTA station and charged with drug possession along with breaking and entering, Cleveland 19 reported Wednesday. In that case, his bond was set at $15,000, but a nonprofit group called the Bail Project reportedly paid some of the bond a few days later and he was released. However, Allen was charged with murder in the shooting death of Ben McComas on December 14 at a different transit station, the Puritas and West 150th Street Rapid Station, and his bond has been set at $1 million. According to Fox News, Judge Joy Kennedy set the suspect's initial bond and later lowered it to $5,000. The outlet noted that last year, Kennedy said, "Bail reform is necessary to address issues of inequities within the criminal justice system. I believe this is an ever-evolving matter that must constantly be addressed to promote equal access to justice and prevent unnecessary pretrial detention." The Bail Project's website said the organization operates on donations. In 2020, during the Black Lives Matter, BLM, riots, then-Fox News host Tucker Carlson said, "The Bail Project is funding the riots that are destroying our cities with help from wealthy donors," per Breitbart News. The Cleveland 19 article said Allen had been arrested 10 times since 2019 and some of those incidents happened at RTA stations. Now, two Cleveland City Council members want the bail process reviewed after McComas was killed, Geek reported Thursday. "Public safety is a shared responsibility. When the court system takes a revolving door approach to repeat offenders, it undermines the hard work of our police officers and, more importantly, it jeopardizes the lives of innocent citizens like Mr. McComas who rely on public transit," the council members said, adding, "Our community demands accountability. Justice must be more than a word but a practice where the safety of the law-abiding public comes first."